Revelation Revealed, Part 4, Section 30, The Seals, Revelation Chapter 6, Verses 1 through 6. First of all, I would like to mention this. The preterist view of Revelation states that most of Revelation took place prior to 70 AD, or actually when Rome invaded Jerusalem in 70 AD. Now, I can see to a degree how these first six seals may apply to the preterist view of taking place in 70 AD. Even though I say that I do not believe that is the case, I believe what we see in these six seals actually takes place during the first half of the seven-year tribulation period. And again, if you want to understand the 7 years, why the 7 years, you need to go and understand Daniel 9, which I might actually do later on when we get to the middle part of the tribulation. So verse 1 reads, I watched as the Lamb, meaning Jesus, opened the first seal of the seven seals. Then I heard one of the living creatures say in a voice like thunder, come. I looked, and there before me was a white horse. Its rider held a bow, and he was given a crown, and he rode out as a conqueror bent on conquest. So the living creature tells John to come to see what is going to happen. Remember, John is in, at least from my understanding, the heavenly realm in the day in which these visions will be implemented on earth. So John sees a rider on a white horse. Most prophetic futurists, including myself, believe that is the Antichrist. It's not Christ, even though he's on a white horse. Of course, you need to realize everything the Antichrist does will attempt to look like something Jesus himself might do. But this man is bent on conquering. At this stage in history, the Antichrist is just a human being. It's not until the halfway mark of the 7 years where he gets endued by power by Satan. Right now, he's just a human being working up his worldwide empire, gaining strength and support. So that's the first seal. We can easily look for this first seal when it might take place. You might want to look right now. I know people have been looking for years. Who is the Antichrist? Verse 3, when the Lamb opened the second seal, I heard the second living creature say, come. Verse 4, then another horse came out, a fiery red one. Its rider was given power to take peace from the earth and to make men slay each other. To him was given a large sword. This predicts worldwide turmoil, fighting between nations, fighting between ethnic peoples. The sword here, you know, it might be a literal sword in many respects, because we know Islamic extremists behead people with a sword. As a side note, when it comes to these seven seals, and then later with the seven trumpets and the seven bowls, we have to realize that there is a divide. The first four are similar, the last three are different in all respects. I would like to compare that to the Feast of Israel. The first four are in the spring, the last three are in the fall. The Feasts of Israel are really prophetic feasts. And I think we see a similarity between the feasts, the seals, the judgments, and the bowls. And I won't get into that. I'll just tantalize you with that. But as the Antichrist is on the rise, simultaneously, I believe, more wars will break out, as Jesus predicted in Matthew 24. Verse 5, when the Lamb opened the third seal, I heard a third living creature say, come, like, come, John. I looked, and there before me was a black horse. Its rider was holding a pair of scales in his hand. Then I heard what sounded like a voice among the four living creatures saying, a quart of wheat for a day's wages, and three quarts of barley for a day's wages, and do not damage the oil or the wine. This speaks, obviously, of economic chaos. Economic chaos, wars between nations, is one of the reasons why this rider on the white horse will be able to rise to power. The oil and the wine spoken of here, oil and wine is especially significant of Israel. This is not oil in the ground. This is cooking oil. This speaks of an economic situation where a whole day's work can only buy you a piece of bread. Again, we see things like that happening now. Does that mean the end is soon? Not really, because as Jesus did say in Matthew 24 in the first 9 verses, these things must come before the end comes. They will always be with us. We will go on to the next seal in the next section.